With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Look, one of the questions that to me is a great unknown about this 2021 Yankee season was on full display and was front and center in Juan Domingo Germán meeting the media for the first time since his domestic abuse incident that cost him all of 2019 and September in the postseason, all of 2020. And it had Yankee fans and it had folks around baseball wondering, a guy who showed so much promise, a guy who showed so much potential, what is going on between the ears with Domingo Germán? Can that be salvaged? What will he look like when he comes back? What kind of teammate will he be? Will he be welcomed back with open arms within the Yankee clubhouse? These are all questions I had for sure going into the start of spring training. And I've said this countless times on the air. I look at certain pitchers and I say, I know what I'm going to get out of that guy. Now, the Yankees have a bunch where, whether it's injuries, whether it's inexperience, whether it's what's going on with Domingo Germán in general, well, I have to wonder, what exactly am I going to get? And yeah, I think it's fair to say Germán fits that category. Germán has a lot to prove, not just on the baseball field. He's got a lot to prove off the baseball field in regaining and earning the trust of his Yankee teammates. Not only for his despicable behavior back in 2019, which is not going to sit well with anybody. Listen, you have a daughter, you're married, or you're just a decent human being. You read about something like that, it involves somebody that you play with. Yeah, I think it's fair to say you're never going to look at that person the same way. Luke Voit basically told you as such when he met with the media today. He said, look, he's our teammate. We hope he pulls through, but he's skating on thin ice. And he's got to regain the trust of this clubhouse. I don't think that's unreasonable. And I commend the Yankees, especially a couple of their players, for the way that they haven't exactly beaten around the bush, dancing around this kind of black cloud, this kind of hovering storyline. They're tackling it. They're talking about it head on. Look, Germán messed up. Germán screwed up. Now he's got to go and show us that, hey, guess what? He's worthy of that second chance. He's going to make the most of that second chance. And he's been given that by the New York Yankees. The New York Yankees basically could have said with Domingo Germán, one strike and you're out. They could have looked at that 2019 incident. They could have decided they weren't going to bring him back. They could have parted ways, traded him, cut him, whatever. The Yankees decided they're going to give him a second chance. Now, whether or not that's a good or a bad decision, I think that depends on Domingo Germán. And I think that depends on how he conducts himself off the field first and foremost, how he interacts and deals with the guys within that clubhouse and in that locker room. And then, of course, there's the on-field aspect, which, listen, is not getting talked about enough right now because, listen, it's secondary. We all know that when we're talking about the severity of what happened with Domingo Germán in 2019. You can't overlook that and say, oh, you know, it's just about the baseball at this point. It's not. His psyche, his makeup, where he's at, spiritually, emotionally, all that stuff combined into one. It's important. But if he's going to take his place on his Yankee team for this year and next year, it would certainly behoove him to go and pitch well. And you think back to 2019. The Yankees were not as good as the Houston Astros. We saw that in the American League Championship Series. The Houston Astros had Gerrit Cole. The Yankees did not. The Houston Astros had Justin Verlander. The Yankees did not. The Astros were a smidge better on offense. Their defense was better. They were a better team. Deserved to win a series. But one of the great what-ifs for me in watching that postseason run was the fact that Domingo Germán was not a part of the postseason, was not on the postseason roster, and rightfully so. And I'm sure that is another element that guys who were part of the 2019 Yankees are still thinking about right now. And guess what? Not only did this guy act like a clown, not only did this guy embarrass the Yankee pinstripes, embarrass the Yankee organization, do something to a female that is beyond unbecoming and is flat out disgraceful. All of that combined with the fact that he couldn't go out and do his job, which hurt the Yankees. I don't think there's any doubt. They went with an opener in Game 6 with their season on the line. Would that have been the case if Domingo Germán was able to go and pitch? Probably not. Because they probably would have gone with Tanaka, Severino, Paxton, Germán. They didn't go down that road. They lost a real quality arm. But I think the best way to handle Domingo Germán now moving forward is let him earn his keep. I'm guaranteeing him nothing if I'm Aaron Boone going into spring training. I'm saying right now, Domingo, you're on the outside looking in to get your way back into this rotation. Because guess what? You weren't here. Jordan Montgomery was here. Davey Garcia was here. You're going to be behind those guys unless you show me otherwise. We'll see if Germán can make the most of this opportunity. Said all the right things today, but listen, no one is going to listen to what Domingo Germán had to say and is going to feel better about what happened 2 years ago. That's the moral of the story. I mean, unless it was to a point where he said something that was like eye-opening and like egregious, my perception of him personally is not going to change. Odds are your perception of him personally is not going to change. He's being given a second chance here with the New York Yankees because they believe he is a talented pitcher. Well, starting spring training here, folks. It's time to make the most of that second opportunity. And it's time to make the New York Yankees look good for keeping you around. So stay out of trouble, keep your nose clean, and pitch effectively. That'd be my advice. Stay out of trouble and do your job. And if you can do that, then maybe you could start to regain that trust of a guy like Luke Voit and a guy like Zach Britton. Go and do your job and stay out of trouble.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.